Welcome back, Aries. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I'll be doing part one of a two-part business series. So for the Aries who is planning a business right now or thinking of one or trying to come up with ideas, this read might be for you. Now, Aries, you start with the purpose. Now, the purpose is the basis. It's your mission statement, so to speak, for your business plan. And Spirit has given you the Eight of Swords. So, Aries, there's a need for you to overcome the challenge of overbearing, bullish people. In your life or in your business, whatever the case might be. And because the ultimate goal for your purpose is for you to gain the freedom to make your own choices and have creative license. Okay? Now, how do you bring your call, your calling into your business? And for you, Aries, this means bringing playfulness, compassion, and optimism, and allowing your accommodating, well-mannered side to take front and center. Okay, now, right before this, Spirit said not to be so accommodating. So there's obviously a need here for a balance between the two, to know when it is appropriate to let your guard down and open your heart to others, okay? Because your ultimate goal here is, again, to fulfill your purpose and to bring your calling and all of that together is for the attainment of fulfillment. But Spirit here suggests that your fulfillment will come from being self-reliant and your resourceful sign, so this shouldn't be that hard. And by employing the Two of Swords, you will make swift decisions and equally sharp actions. Okay, Aries. So you're going to balance these energies to the point where you'll know if somebody is feeding you a line or, you know, trying to con you or whatever the case might be, and you'll cut that crap right out, right away. Okay. But you'll maintain your professionalism about it, so because you have a reputation to maintain. And it's always, of course, better to take the high road, right? Okay, so now to attain this, fulfillment, you're going to have to bring authenticity and value to your customers, okay, or clients or whatever it might be. So the way to bring that comes from hanging upside down. You have the Hanged Man. So Spirit wants you to take a time out and really contemplate all the perspectives and idealisms of what value might mean to your customers. And you may really have to stretch your mind to target individuals while appealing to many. Okay? So whatever product or service you are considering, Aries, the Seven of Pentacles suggests that if you have been sowing good karma, it will return to you. The growth in your business and your soul will come from the satisfaction you get from giving true value. And any energy that you put in is what you'll get out. Of course, that's what will be manifested. Now, the Seven of Pentacles suggests business and financing, stocks, or banking. Now, Aries, I hear some of you saying you can't even balance your checkbook, let alone do any of those things. Okay, but remember, Spirit guided you to go into the Hanged Man position so that you could gain insight. So think about this. There are skills, talents, and abilities that you have that relate to the fundamentals of those aforementioned things, ideas. So you have the ability to create a business that uses some of those concepts, maybe, but it's outside the box. Okay. Now, Spirit advises that you focus for the first quarter here on adventures and possibilities. And this confirms more the Hanged Man energy. It's expanding your mind and spirit and your playful nature, being optimistic. And it's then that you will receive this stroke of genius. Maybe a little free flow writing, meditating, dancing, anything that grounds you while connecting you to your higher self. So now looking farther into the future for the next 6 to 12 months, your focus will be on becoming the Emperor. And you are going to own your power, and you will know your direction, and you'll take immediate, controlled, precise action to get there. Okay? The future potential for this business is the Hermit. Now, for me, this indicates you're reaching a point where the business runs itself because you have mastered and are applying the laws of attraction. It comes a lot easier, and you're able to enjoy that free time and the freedom that we spoke of earlier for your purpose. So, Spirit indicates that the new opportunity comes in the way of the Ten of Swords. Now, that hardly seems like an opportunity at first glance, but there's more to this card, and it could be that an idea or an opportunity that turned into a dud was either an obstacle that needed to be removed by Spirit, or it was Spirit telling you to rethink, rework, reinvent your idea into something that's more plausible, okay? Something more viable. Now, Aries, you need to stay focused and dedicated to yourself and your goals. The next overall energy for the next 6 to 12 months is brought in by a Page of Pentacles. There will be business, communications, think tanks, group endeavors, and it all looks really good. So you have gained financial insight, wisdom, and experience. So now it's time to dust off that business plan and recommit to your dream and to yourself, Aries. No one's going to do it for you, but the universe is sending you help. All right, Aries, so good luck with that business plan. Go out there and make it happen. Manifest your dreams. And join me back here again. Don't forget to share this with a friend. And as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.